Rockland kicked off their annual and special town meeting last night, and joining us this morning with a recap is Town Administrator Douglas Lapp. Mr. Lapp, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. No problem.
So how did things go overall?
Overall, things went well. Not everything did pass, however. To give a quick recap of just the highlights, because it was a long town meeting, one of the new things we had on the warrant, which did pass, was creating a special purpose stabilization fund to collect and be able to expend funds out of for our marijuana host community agreements. So that was something new. The marijuana host community agreement funding will now go into the special fund, and then town meeting can vote to spend money out of there. So that was new. Also, we created two new enterprise funds for our water and our sewer departments, and that's a best practice recommended by our auditors and the Department of Revenue, which many other towns do as well. Overall, the town budget and all of our capital articles passed, which is obviously a really important thing, probably the most important thing at town meeting. Interesting thing that did pass was town meeting voted to authorize to acquire a new piece of open space abutting Studley Pond in the center of town, and I think that's going to be a wonderful new centerpiece for the town in the future. The two articles or two categories of articles that did not pass were all related to zoning. One was a new floodplain bylaw, which would have allowed the town to participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. That did not pass. And similarly, we had proposed an extensive new zoning area, an overlay district called the Gateway Mixed Use Overlay District, and that also did not pass at town meeting. So aside from the zoning articles, everything else did pass.
So I'm take it from what you're telling me that town meeting and special town meeting both wrapped up last night.
That's correct. We had about 178 people, I think was the exact number. We did need to do some overflow space in our gymnasium because of the COVID-19 social distancing requirements, but we did get through the entire town meeting in one night.
And as you said, with COVID protocols in place.
That's correct.
All right. So, and any articles in particular that we were surprised by the debate they generated?
Yeah, to be honest, I personally was surprised at the level of debate about the floodplain bylaw. I was not anticipating that type of debate and the questioning and ultimately the failure of that article, because again, this is something that was required for our community to be able to participate in the National Flood Insurance Program, and now we're not going to be able to do that. So that was something that was a surprise to me. The other zoning article, we did anticipate that there were going to be a lot of questions and concerns, and we were ready for those and had a good debate, but ultimately town meeting spoke, and that's the whole purpose of town meeting. The voters get to decide.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Anytime. Take care.
Thank you. You as well.